Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. It's hour number 3 live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Very exciting times. Mark Sanchez is on in a couple of minutes. I have been all over Twitter today. I told you before, when USC, when I get word that they have signed the star quarterback, I will put 2 fight on emojis on my Twitter. That's a 2 scoops. I'm about to put a 1 fight on emoji on now because I just got word about a very interesting commit.
How exciting is college football going to be next season? You and I have been doing the show for 3 years together now.
And college football has been kind of a dud.
And all we've been asking for is for the University of Miami and USC to be
interesting.
Just interesting. And we finally got our wish. The football gods
have
given it to us.
College football fans are finally acknowledging now.
Yes.
It took 6 years. The ratings were down in the biggest games. It's like, it's great if you live in the South. This is a big country. You got to have Denver West care. It's like Notre Dame's emergence is very big in New York.
Yeah.
Boston, Philadelphia. Because those state, they don't really care about college football. But they care about Penn State and Notre Dame and like Michigan. A lot of the graduates from those schools go to New York, go to Boston. So it's great that the SEC can win titles. That's fine. But USC's got to be competitive. Notre Dame's got to be competitive. You got to have Michigan, Ohio State. Miami, to me, has always been a fascinating college football program. Mario Cristobal, I don't know how well he'll do. He's going to do well. It's the levels of well. I don't know. Lincoln Riley, I think, will have them in 3 years being really – I think Mario, too. But I just like the idea of Miami keeping Miami kids and having flavor and swag. And
I mean, it's an incredible recruiting ground. You can't have the best kids in the state leaving for other schools.
I'm so excited. Mark Sanchez, he was worth 2 fight on emojis when he signed. Why don't you get out here, Mark Sanchez? Oh, Fox Sports NFL analyst. Very exciting. That wasn't much applause. That was kind of a weak effort, I thought. That wasn't really very substantial.
How are we doing?
So here's what's interesting. So I want to talk for a second about what worries me about Brady. Center Ryan Jensen's hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And Tristan Wirfs hurt. So you've been in this league when you go into big games, and it could have been DeBrincat, Shaw, Ferguson, whoever, and you're thinking to yourself, my best tackle's not available, and my center's hurt. Do you think right now Tampa's going, they know if Tristan Wirfs hasn't practiced, are they saying to themselves, Von Miller, are they building a game plan differently because of their O-line injuries?
I think that has to factor in. I don't think it's, you say this all the time. It's not everything, but it's a major something. I think you got to spread them out, go a little bit of empty, use some of your bigger personnel to establish the run game. I think ball's got to come out of Tom's hand immediately, like he loves to do. Backs out of the backfield, Ronald Jones is back, Leonard Fournette. I'd expect each of those guys to have, anywhere from 3 to 6 targets in the first half a piece kind of thing.
Yeah.
Spread them out and get the ball out fast. I think when they do decide to run, go big personnel and then hit your hardcore play action where he's back to the defense, full sell out, low pad level up front, and then try and take your shots on some, intermediate crossers, those, 12-yard sting routes, we used to call them, kind of stuff where it looks like, you get in these big tight formations, bring in an extra offensive lineman, you run the receiver right at the safety, like he's going to go take his head off and block in the run game, and then he just slams on the brakes, makes a left-hand turn, and Brady just kind of dumps it on him.
Yeah.
And the backers kind of go with the flow of the run, they suck up towards the line of scrimmage, boom, and you hit it right between them, right over the top of them. But this isn't going to be their traditional stand back, Tom patting the ball 1, 2, 3. That ball is coming out fast.
Yeah.
Just because it's too difficult, right? If he starts getting hit and everybody's like, well, if you get pressure on Tom Brady, he's very pedestrian. He looks human again.
Yeah.
Well, that's any quarterback. I don't care if it's Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, me. It doesn't matter. You start hitting the quarterback, your eyes start to drop. And now you start seeing these guys. You see a little more color coming at you, different uniforms, thinking about moving.
Right.
You get happy feet in the pocket. It happens to everybody. Yeah. So they can hit him a couple times early. Look out.
I thought Stafford had a good year. We did this. We took the average Matt Stafford game this year, and we took the average Brady game.
Uh-huh.
It's virtually the same. The difference is...
Take that, Joy.
The difference is when Tom has a stinker, we're not cynical. When Matt did, because remember that division, he was in a lot of standalone games. I mean, mm-hmm. The Falcons box ain't on TV. It's in the 1 o'clock window. Falcons, Carolina.
Right.
So a lot of Matt's games were Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, American Game of the Week, Niners, Seahawks, Arizona. So a couple of his struggle games, they all standalone games. Yep. You know how it is. If you star on a playoff game in Monday Night Football, you get more marketing options.
Oh, no doubt.
So if you look at Brady and Stafford, their average
games. That's really interesting.
Okay, so here's my thing.
But Kyler's in that category too.
Although he had a different post-Thanksgiving. He was high.
Right, but I'm saying every big game he had with a national audience, the Thursday night game, he threw a pick to lose the game. The Monday night game against the Rams, that was rough. Everybody saw that.
Right.
Everybody saw the Thursday night one. He had one other primetime game, I feel like. He had 3 total this year, and all 3 of them were.
So when you look at that, does that surprise you that Stafford was every bit Brady this year?
In some ways, I think because of the cynicism and because, when people come down on Matt Stafford, it's like a ton of bricks, man. Like they're just, oh, see, we told
never
you.
Never won a playoff
game.
Yeah,
he's never done this. He's never done that. Well, all right, hold on now. Joy, put him in the bubble wrap. but, I'm partial to Matt. Not quite as bad as you are with USC, but, I like me some Matt Stafford. I think he's one of the most talented guys that's been on the field playing the position in a long time. But, it just shows you like where he's been and consistency. And sure, he had a little dip with a couple, pick sixes. And that was the news for like, it felt like a month. And it's just like he couldn't get out of this black cloud. And, oh, man, he's horrible. And he did fine. He played right through it. And he's, is he dealing with injuries? Is he not? Don't ask him because he's not going to tell you. But just like everybody's a little banged up. And he's still doing it. So, I think there's something to be said for this season and losing Cam Akers, making it work, getting them to where they need to be. And I think last game, I think Sean McVay did an excellent job of, in some ways, protecting Matt from Matt at times.
Yeah.
Where, they didn't have to throw it a lot. The run game was really rocking. Yeah. Keep going. Don't mess with it. Like, give him, it's 3rd and long. Let's not even mess with it right now. Let's keep his confidence high. Let's keep him rolling. It's his first potential playoff win. Let's just get the notch on his belt, and then we'll move forward. And he's going to need a big one this weekend.
Yeah. So it's interesting. When I go back to your career, the games that stand out to me, the win in Foxborough, the win in San Diego, you were often the road quarterback because you're in a division with New England. Mm-hmm. So you're the wild card.
Oh, yeah.
But you have been in the Jimmy Garoppolo situation. So you're the dog. You're on the road.
Yep.
You're led by a feisty defense in a run game. And you're the young quarterback. And I remember that San Diego game when you guys needed a foot. And Damian Woody, the lead blocker.
Everybody in the stadium knew. Everybody on TV watching and knew exactly where I was going to go.
So the San Diego's offense was great and Brady. Yeah. But you went in like the Niners this weekend. Mm-hmm. Where a little more physical team. You needed to control the clock. And take me to what it's like when you go in and face a legend. They're the favorites. Mm-hmm. It could be a Brady. It could be a Chargers where... Oh, Jets cup. There's no way. And is there like a brotherhood? Is it kind of more fun than being a home favorite at times?
Well, I wouldn't know what being the home favorite's like, but it was, it did give you a little extra juice. It did, you know, give you that like Rocky underdog Karate Kid kind of like, all right, you're right. Maybe we can't do it. Let's just play the game and we'll see. You know, so going out on the field at the divisional game and seeing, you know, New England already advertising for the NFC championship or the AFC championship game tickets or whatever, like next week's tickets are on sale, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, whoa, wait, what? You know, you just immediately triggered, you know, because you're so competitive. You're so, you know, you get a little angry. You get tired of answering all the questions all week. Like, do you guys even stand a chance? David and Goliath. Like you hear that so much. And you have to remind people, like, David actually won, so let's stop using that. It's kind of stupid. But, you know, it wears on you. It eats at you, but it kind of hardens and calluses your team. And you form this incredible bond. Just, you know what the bus ride is going to be like. It's going to be a little tense. You're going to hear people's music, like, real loud in their headsets so you can kind of hear it outside. You know, you're going to see the fans going in just – talking a little extra smack to you and, oh, you guys don't stand a chance. You shouldn't be here. That kind of, it makes it fun. It makes it really fun. And you, you learn a lot about the people that are with you in times like that, because you know, you're going to get their best shot early and you got to withstand everything. You got to withstand the crowd. It's, you know, 53 versus the world. It feels like you're going in there on this like Navy SEAL team mission and you got an objective and let's go steal this win and laugh on the way out.
So it's interesting. I was saying, Buffalo has the best fastball in the sport. They blew out 10 teams this year and they shut out two.
Yep.
There's only eight.
When they're on, they're completely on.
And Kansas City had that for about 3 years. So it's interesting. Cause I feel like as great as Aaron is, I feel like we have the two physical exceptions in the world. Josh and Patrick are like, different.
Oh yeah,
it's just different. I think what I really like about Josh Allen, they both have a similar background. Doubted by a lot, a little wild, can still mechanically kind of go sideways. So much talent, you have to almost harness it.
Correct.
But you know, it's like it's almost like a stand-up comedy. Whether it was Lenny Bruce or Richard Pryor, you had to let him experiment because the the greatest jokes came from some of the biggest bomb. I was watching a special with Richard Pryor the other day. It's like he would go up and bomb on purpose just to find the joke.
Yep.
And with Josh Allen, would it be hard to coach him knowing you can't take away his fastball? How do you coach that?
Well, there's a knack to it. And I think putting too much in his head would be detrimental. Like you don't want a guy like that overthinking situations. You want to keep it simple and give them maybe like two or three things to really focus on, but you don't want it to be this pre-snap, you know, algorithm that he's got to solve like a Brady or a Manning. That's not to say he's not as good as them or can't be as good as them. It's just he has a different way of playing. He's more of a post-snap player, like Brett Favre-ish, you know,
those
kind of guys.
That's a good way to put it, a post-snap player.
Yeah, like you don't want to bog him down because if he's thinking too much, he's not going to be Josh that we know, and he's not going to just play. But through experience, through film study, through, you know, just his maturation, you got to remind him, as this play extends, your IQ has to just skyrocket. You have to get smarter as this play gets longer because we can't afford to give these balls away in the playoffs right now. And he's kind of learned that in stages, right? Because they took it to the championship game last year, I believe. The year before was Houston, at Houston, where he's a little reckless with the football running around, and they kind of made it to the playoffs. They made it to the dance, and like we're excited that they had their tuxedo on, you know?
Right.
And then the next year is like, okay, we won a game. Okay, we've beaten New England. Okay, we won the division. This is our division. Now let's go run this thing. Let's go make a deep run. Let's get to that Super Bowl experience and then roll the dice there. So I feel like they've kind of done it in the right steps and stages. But for Josh, the most important thing is don't overload his plate. Hey, it's single high, go attack him outside. Two high safeties, be ready to check it down or get to a run. Don't overcomplicate it. They're going to blitz you if you're late. If you can block it up and you feel great about it, cool. Plenty of time on the clock, on the play clock, great. Go block it up. If not, throw it right where they blitz you. Just throw it right at them. Find Cole Beasley, find Tones. You have answers to everything. Don't overcomplicate it.
That's great advice. So we tend to think that college football, that's the development league. And then you go to the NFL, and you just got to be good. And it's like, no, players get better in the league. Because yeah. The coaching's generally, no doubt. You were an exception where you had NFL coaches in college. That's rare. Most guys go to the NFL, and that's the best coach by far they've had. So when I look at Joe Burrow, I honestly feel like Joe Burrow in week three and Joe Burrow today, he's literally developed in the season to a different level player.
And it's off the charts. You know, he's so far ahead of this learning curve, it seems like. You know, and so people are like, well, if he doesn't win this game this week, well, they're in this game this week because of Joe. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. Like, he's just fine. And his ascension is going to be rapid. So if they win this weekend, I mean, they're already in a stratosphere that they didn't even, maybe in their building, they might have thought maybe, if things go perfect, like, wow, we could really go here. But nobody else did. So they're just fine where they're at. It's going to take a lot, though, this weekend. I mean, with Henry back and all that going on, he's just going to have to take care of that football like everybody. I mean, it's the same core formula, right? You got to run the ball well. You got to take care of the football. Special teams you need to play. Control the clock. But Joe Burrow's maturation is happening right in front of us. And he's barely played over a rookie season, right? He only played half
that.
He's in his second year. Yeah, barely. He's played, 20 games? 22 games? Something like that? So where he's at is light years ahead of most players. So now it's keep him healthy because he had the knee injury, surround him with talent, continue to surround him with talent, bolster that defense, and let him play. Just keep letting him get that Rolodex of looks from defenses so he can just go back to it. Like Tom Brady, he knows he's run every play versus just about every defense and every stunt and every front and every blitz that you've seen.
Yeah.
So now it's just, okay, you want to hit me with that? Boom, I have answers for everything.
Do you think they always talk about there's regular season, there's playoffs, and then like you get to this round, like Brady's 12-1 in this round. Like it's like, all right, he doesn't, obviously. Do you think guys like, give me your nervousness, because I think even Aaron Rodgers this weekend thinks, I'm a home favorite off a bye. I got to win this thing. I think Joe Buck before a World Series knows, I know this is my 23rd. I got to be good.
Yeah.
Take me to the, and maybe nervous is the wrong, you were succeeding, you've done it back-to-back years, you were a playoff team. What is it like before a game of this size?
Yeah, I think one of the most important things from the outside, it's easy to say like, yeah, of course he's nervous, or of course he's thinking about this, that, or the other. Like, to be completely honest with you, I didn't understand like spreads and betting. I remember getting booed after a game that we won late as we're coming off the field, and this fan's just, I mean, wearing me out. Like, you're a bum. And I'm looking at Coach Kavanaugh, I'm like, what the hell is that all about? I was like, we just came back and won the game. He goes, I know. He said, you don't understand this yet, and that's good, but you didn't cover. So that guy probably lost a lot of money, right? So I didn't think about the spread. I didn't think about like home this, road dog, whatever. It was just, you're like in this bubble of, okay, yeah, I'm a little nervous on maybe Sunday night, Monday, knowing who we're going to play. Like, damn. Whew, that's a really good defense. All right, we're going to have a plan for so-and-so. We got to watch out for this guy at corner. Of course, they like to blitz, blah, blah, blah. But once you get into the meetings, it's okay, what's the plan? Cool, what's my agenda? Where do I go? Like, your world becomes smaller and smaller and smaller until you finally take the first snap, and all I cared about on the first snap, or really in the first quarter, I want to go 2-for-2. Just give me 2-for-2 completions. I need to get hit. I need to get knocked down. After that, let's rock. I'm good. I can handle everything after that. And then coaches would always remind you in a big game like that, something bad is going to happen. At some point, it's going to happen. Early, late, whatever. Just get up and we'll figure it out. We'll regroup on the sidelines. Don't worry about it at the time. We'll figure it out. But something's going to come that you didn't expect. A blitz, a pressure, a look. Somebody's going to fall down. You're going to get hit in the back of the head and just we'll respond. That's all you got to worry about. And so until those things happen, you just start to narrow your world and narrow your focus till you get to the game. And on the outside, I mean, you got to understand there's 10 other guys in the huddle, 11 guys on defense, you know, 50 plus on the sidelines, thousands in the stands, millions watching, and nothing happens till the quarterback hikes the ball. That's a lot of pressure. But you don't think about that. You just give me the damn ball because I want to make the play, you know? So it's weird how it works, but those guys know what to do, and they just narrow their focus.
And you were lining up, and as you looked up, it said, don't forget, buy next week's playoff tickets for the Patriots. That is crazy.
Whoa, that's not cool. I was so mad. I was so mad.
Great seeing you, man.
Good to see you guys.
Awesome stuff.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. With some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Tomorrow, the NFC Divisional Playoff, presented by Intuit TurboTax Live, is on Fox as Jimmy Garoppolo and the Niners head to Lambeau to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. It all starts at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, only on Fox and the Fox Sports app. Terry Bradshaw still has plenty of cash left, So Fox Bet Super 6 is bringing back Stack the Cash to give away even more of his money. Scan the QR code and enter the divisional contest featuring Niners Packers for a free chance to win. The more people who enter, the bigger the jackpot gets. Colin, one of the questions is, which team will win and by how many points? Who are you taking?
31-24 Green Bay. Zero confidence. I really don't. But they don't beat themselves. That is one. They don't. The least penalized team, the fewest giveaways. So San Francisco is going to have to go and take it. And San Francisco could outplay them and still lose because I think they tend to get a little conservative when they get a lead. Dallas is a great example. They got conservative. So it's funny because Kyle Shanahan was Mr. Opposite. He was Mr. Anti-Analytics this last week. Like, San Francisco did not go for it. They kicked field goals and they won. I do worry. I think you have to coach more aggressively to beat Aaron Rodgers and Lambeau. And that's Kyle can get a lead and really bring it in and just do field goals. And so I think San Francisco could actually, after the game, you could look at the box score and think it was very even. And just Aaron did something magical late at Lambeau. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
It is kind of, it's interesting because Dallas has such a great offense. Like, they had the number one offense. So you'd think he would have had more anxiety about kicking those field goals. But I think it depends on how the game is going. Like, if you're seeing how the game's going, you're like, let me just get these points.
They were getting until Bosa got hurt, they were getting a really consistent pass rush.
Yeah.
And made him, you know, you coach differently when you're winning the line of scrimmage.
So there's another name in the mix for the Raiders head coaching job. Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels is reportedly getting floated as a candidate for Vegas. He's worked under Belichick with the Patriots for most of his coaching career. He does have one stint as a head coach when he went 11-17 in nearly two seasons with the Broncos. I'm very curious to see what direction the Raiders go in. Of all the hires, of all the teams that have spaces for head coaches in this round, I think the Raiders is the most interesting. And it's probably because of Derek Carr.
That's it. Denver is potentially great. But as the league's got, 7 years ago, I would have taken that Denver job. But 7 years ago, you could win without having the best quarterback in your division. Like, it's just changed now. And it's not just that it's any division. The Denver job is Derek Carr twice a year, Justin Herbert twice a year, Mahomes twice a year. I can't just have a quarterback.
But what if...
if Derek Carr played for Denver, that's the best job since Matt LaFleur took the Packer job.
What if Aaron Rodgers leaves Green Bay? How good does that Vikings job become?
Much better. Yeah, that's the job we don't talk about.
Right.
Because
I mean, that's the most solid job is the Vikings job.
If I was a prime example, the Vikings have some needs, but by and large, their offensive line is fine. They have a tight end. They have a star back. They have good receivers. Minnesota should really, in the first round, draft a quarterback and just sit him for a year like the Niners are doing.
Yeah.
You have a winning quarterback, a really good kid under him, and then you know the minute Kirk leaves, the winning quarterback has 3 years. You're not paying him anything, and you can surround him with better players. It's a really interesting point is Minnesota is a year away in a much better quarterback draft. You could take one now, this year, or next year. Minnesota's got pieces. And
no,
if Aaron leaves, it's your division potentially.
I mean, they felt like they underachieved. Yeah. It's just a tough division when you're going up against Aaron Rodgers.
They lost a ton of close games.
Yeah. By the way, the Giants are hiring Joe Shane, I'm sorry, to be their general manager.
Okay,
so they made that move.
That probably means Brian Daboll's a leading candidate for that job in New York.
Yes. So there's a lot of notable injury updates heading into the divisional round.
All right,
weekend.
Give me those. I want to hear these.
Big implications. So Derrick Henry is expected to be activated from IR and will start tomorrow against the Bengals. So
they are
expected to have Derrick Henry. Got a little contact in practice this week. They wanted to see how he responded. He did well. Jimmy Garoppolo and Fred Warner are good to go for the Niners.
What about Bosa?
Nick Bosa is listed as questionable, but he has to clear concussion protocols. So it's not a matter of how he feels. Like, he's got to clear the concussion protocols, but he is expected to clear concussion protocols. So Fred Warner and Jimmy are 100% in, still waiting on Nick Bosa for the 100%, but they are expected to have him. The Packers are getting Randall Cobb back. But Marquez Valdes-Scantling is doubtful, and Bakhtiari, Jair Alexander, and Za'Darius Smith are questionable. So don't have an answer yet on whether we're getting Bakhtiari, Alexander, or Smith back yet. Still questionable, so we'll need another little bit of time to find out if they're going to be back. The Bucks offensive line was a question. Ryan Jensen, Tristan Wirfs, and Leonard Fournette are all back at practice, but their statuses are still uncertain. So there are some really important key injuries for each of these games that we might not find out if they're going to be there or not leading right up until the game. So the good news is Jimmy Garoppolo and Fred Warner are in, so that's good for San Francisco.
Fred Warner's a top five linebacker in the league. He's a great linebacker.
You really didn't feel like they had a chance if Fred Warner and Nick Bosa are not going to be there?
Not at all.
Bosa is expected to clear protocols, but Jimmy Garoppolo obviously being healthy is important, and Derrick Henry is a huge factor. So the Packers and Bucks will have to wait until closer to the game to find out who is going to be available. When you look at the games this weekend, I really think this San Francisco Niners, the Niners Packers is so intriguing to me because they're so physical. There is a lot of pressure on Aaron Rodgers.
A lot.
He's had an unbelievable season, very loud season.
He set himself up. If he loses those, I mean, he called out the front office before the season. He called out the media all season. People can be very petty. You start calling people out.
Oh, I know.
And he loses. Out come the hammers.
I'm not rooting in any particular direction though, but like. Brady Rodgers NFC Championship game would be pretty amazing.
Yeah, Brady would win that. He wins all those games.
But it would be amazing to see, though. So the latest batch of fan votes for NBA All-Star have been released, and LeBron has taken the lead from Steph Curry with the most votes so far. Here are the top vote getters right now in each of the position groups. It's kind of crazy. We're almost at All-Star for the NBA. LeBron, Nikola Jokic, Andrew Wiggins in the West front court. KD, Giannis, and Joel Embiid in the East front court. Steph Curry and Ja Morant in the West. And DeMar DeRozan and Trae Young. Fan voting ends tomorrow, January 22nd. The 10 starters, 2 guards, and 3 front court players per conference are chosen by a combination of 50% fan vote, 25% current players, and 25% media.
How about DeMar DeRozan? He was the guy nobody wanted for about a 3-year period because he doesn't shoot threes, and good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, Joel Embiid is having an amazing season too, which has got to be frustrating if you're a Sixers fan, considering the situation still going on with Ben Simmons.
It really is interesting. Andrew Wiggins was considered a throwaway piece.
Yeah, we thought he was going to be traded. Like,
no, I mean that the trade happened the day it happened. It's like, oh, he'll be great with a first round pick, so you can go get and he's become an all-star. That's really great.
Yeah,
nice stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
The Andrew Wiggins thing is funny. And we talk about this all the time. Anthony Davis is the league's best number 2. People see him as a 1 because of his talent. Same with James Harden. James is the best 2 in the league. I don't think James Harden or Anthony Davis have the personality to be a 1. Chris Paul, you could argue, is their third most talented player in Phoenix. But he has the personality of a 1. He's very aggressive, very commanding. And Andrew Wiggins in Golden State, we anointed him because of his draft pick, number 1, and because of his talent as a 1. That's not his personality. He's a great 3. So in Minnesota, they wanted a 1. Then Karl Anthony Towns came in. He's a co-1. When you make him a 3 and just say, dude, go give me 20 points tonight. Be athletic. Go play defense on the perimeter. He's terrific. But a lot of these players, we too often judge a 1 based on talent. Carmelo Anthony's talented. I never felt he understood or had the self-awareness to be like the foundational rock. LeBron's the ultimate number 1. Kobe, Michael Jordan. I think Durant has a lot of number 1 skills. Like Durant will give you 48 minutes both ends. Durant feels like a 1, the personality. A lot of guys are just talented.
Well, draft status can very much skew what your view and expectations of players are, which is fair in a lot of ways. If you're taking that high, a team is taking a huge risk on you. They plan on building around you. They want you to be the face of it. But I do think it's somewhat on the organizations to do personality research as well. Like, it's great to have talent. How do they work with other players?
Well, Wiggins,
what is the scout on their relationship with their coaches, their relationship with their teammates? Like, those things matter.
Like, the soul of the Warriors is Steph, and he's the leading scorer. So you don't have to drive to the arena thinking, I got to get 32.
Right.
The soul of the team is also Draymond. He's the tough guy. He'll take the best score. So Andrew doesn't have to do either of those. He can just drive to the arena knowing, play hard, play well, give great effort, and they're good. And it's like, what a perfect fit. Nobody ever thought he was a bust, but he was a great disappointment. Now he goes to the Warriors with a better culture, and he's massively overachieved.
Yeah, I also think the Warriors do not get enough credit for their ability to develop players. Like, people talk about the Warriors like they're a super team. It drives me insane. They're not a super team.
Yeah.
They are an extremely well-run team, but they drafted Draymond Green. And they drafted Steph Curry.
And they developed them.
They drafted Klay Thompson. They did not go pick these guys from other teams. They drafted them and developed them. They're not a super team. This is what they are. What you praise the Bucks for?
Well, they're a little like the Rams. 14 of the 22 starters for the Rams they drafted, which allows them to go cherry pick
right.
a Von Miller and OBJ or a Jalen Ramsey. The Warriors were winning 73 games in the regular season pre-Durant.
They won a championship pre-Durant.
Yeah.
And by the way, they did all that with those players and were still in the position to have the money and ability to bring in a KD. Yeah. Like, you'd be mad at these teams for being aggressive, but like, if you're well-run and you put your money in the right places and develop players, you can make those moves.
Yep.
You'd be mad at your front office.
Good stuff. Jason McIntyre making his football picks over the weekend next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks.
If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Faherty, founded by twin brothers, best looking clothes backed by a lifetime guarantee of quality. Go to FahertyBrand.com/herd. All right, Jason McIntyre, it is the time. This is the last, you know, after this weekend, we got three games in 2 days.
Yeah.
And that
it's
is
a little disappointing. Unless you count the Pro Bowl and
USFL's coming, free agency, yes. The draft. So we call it tomorrow's headlines today. Here we go. Tomorrow's headlines today. What's it going to be for the first game up, Bengals at Titans?
It should be a good one, right? Cincinnati Bengals, everybody's rooting for them. They go to Tennessee, the most disrespected number one seed ever. The headline will be Music City Mauling. Sorry, Bengals fans, I don't feel great about them this week. It's just, you know, if you look at their schedule, Colin, the Bengals have basically played one road game since Thanksgiving, okay? And at week 18, they had to go to Cleveland, but they rested their guys. And now you go to a fresh, really solid Tennessee team that has Derrick Henry back, A.J. Brown, Julio Jones. I cannot see a path to victory here for the Bengals, Colin. The Titans, I'm not a huge believer in the team this year. I faded them a lot and lost some money on them.
They are
healthier.
But this
overall, yeah, the health, they're going to dominate the trenches. And the big advantage is Mike Vrabel. I'm sure you've seen the stat floating around online this week. With 8 or more days to prepare, Mike Vrabel is 8-0 against the spread. He just dominates teams with extra time. And, you know, Vrabel with the bye week, team getting healthy. I don't know how the Bengals really keep up here, but it's easy to root for Burrow and Chase, right? They just don't have much else.
Tomorrow's headlines today, interested for your perspective here. Niners, Packers, Saturday night.
Toughest game to handicap, right? I mean, we're getting injury news almost by the hour. Nothing yet on Jimmy Garoppolo. It sounds like he's going to go. The headline will be Rodgers not ready to pack it up yet. I think Green Bay gets it done, Colin. I think it's going to be close, right? The number's big. It was 6. But you just look at the Niners. Again, I look at the travel. Week 18 on the road at the Rams. They have to win to get in. Then they go to Dallas. Then they go home. Now they're back in Green Bay. And I'm sure, you know, Joy has talked about the weather. It's going to be freezing in Lambeau. 8 degrees is the number I saw. Guess how many games Jimmy G's played 32 degrees or colder? 0. None. Never played in this cold degree weather. And Aaron Rodgers, of course, 29-1 at Lambeau when the weather's 32 degrees or colder. I know that weather is kind of a cheesy handicap, but, you know, just tell me, when are you betting against Aaron Rodgers and winning money? Have you done that a lot? Is that successful for you?
No.
Just fading Aaron Rodgers? Like, it's just not smart. And ultimately, I like the Niners. I have a future Super Bowl ticket on them from being in Vegas before the season. I don't see them getting through here. I'm going with the Packers to win.
Tomorrow's headlines today, Rams at the Buccaneers. Rams have a left tackle issue now.
Yeah, they just announced that Andrew Whitworth, I think 40-year-old, 41, he's not going to play. Not ideal for Matt Stafford in the biggest game of his career. The headline will be Stafford forces Brady to walk the plank. Colin, I'm on an island. You know, this is where I like to be. I'm calling the upset. Rams outright. I have them on the money line. I took the points. Listen, I could go an hour on this game, and I did a lot of it on my podcast, Colin. The numbers for the Rams really look good here. I know people don't want to hear it, but McVay in the last two meetings with Bruce Arians, last year with Jared Goff, 400 yards passing, 4 touchdowns. It was Thanksgiving weekend. You can look that one up. And earlier this year, Stafford had his way. Let's be real, guys. This Tampa secondary is overrated. Dean and Davis are good when Todd Bowles' blitz gets there, because he blitzes more than anyone in the league, 40%. How's Matt Stafford done against the blitz this year? 14 touchdowns, 1 interception. He's been lights out. And I just look at this Rams offense having a lot of success. Remember, earlier meeting, no Odell Beckham. Cam Akers, who looked awesome Monday night. Cam Akers is back. And then you look defensively. They didn't even have Von Miller in that earlier game. And they pressured Brady 26% of the time he dropped back. That was the most all season he's been pressured. Now you add Von Miller, Tristan Wirfs. We don't have official word if he's going to go. I know people are going to be shocked by this. I think the Rams come out and get the W. I was way off on the Eagles last week, but Colin, have you heard anyone else take the Rams here?
Nobody.
Everybody is on Tampa Bay. I got the Rams. I'm sticking with them. Matt Stafford, this is a referendum on his career, right? It's basically like, can Matt Stafford win the big game? I don't know, Colin. I'm riding with Matt Stafford. I'm probably alone on this one.
Tomorrow's headlines today. Bills at the Chiefs. Man, Genie likes Buffalo.
Yeah, oof. A lot of guys like Buffalo, Colin. The headline will be, Bills get a taste of some Mahomes cooking. I like Pat Mahomes here. I know it's kind of a weird pick because everybody, like you said, man, Genie likes Buffalo. A lot of professional gamblers are on Buffalo. This was 2.5, and it's now down to 2 and 1.5. And I just look at the Kansas City Chiefs, and I say, wait a minute. In the earlier meeting, Chris Jones did not play. Josh Allen had a monster game. It was played in a monsoon. There's not going to be any weather here. There's just going to be straight up Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes dealing against a Buffalo defense that's finally going to miss that star cornerback, Tre'Davious White. Remember, they have faced one quarterback, Colin, since White went out that was dangerous. It was Tom Brady. He had 360 yards passing and some touchdowns, and they win in overtime. And Tampa dominated that game. I think this Buffalo defense a little bit overrated. And I hear this. They're built to stop Kansas City. And, Colin, they can handle Kelsey. They've got Milano, the linebacker, and two all-pro safeties. Colin, Travis Kelsey had 12 for like $120 and 2 touchdowns last year in the AFC Championship game. Like, this is the Kansas City offense that we expected to see all year. Give me the Chiefs winning. I went fairly significant on the bet here, and I'll eat my words if Buffalo comes up, but I like Kansas City.
Tomorrow's headlines today, a lot of coaching rumors swirling around. What's the biggest coaching hire going to be this offseason?
It's a city you know and love, right? You do love Vegas, right? I think it's one of your favorite cities outside of the ski towns. The headline will be Silver and Black turns to silver and khaki. How about Jim Harbaugh going to the Raiders? Let me set this up for you. So Jim Harbaugh has to take a pay cut last year at Michigan, right? He had to, you know, kind of, it was embarrassing. Jim Harbaugh was not thrilled with that. Then he goes out and says, I haven't beat Ohio State, and he kicks Ohio State's butt. Highest rated game of the season for Fox. And then he goes to the playoff, and he looks around and sees Brian Kelly get a bazillion dollars from LSU, and Mel Tucker, Colin, who's never been to the playoff, gets all the money from Michigan State. And Harbaugh's sitting here, hold up, I took a pay cut? I beat Ohio State, I got to the playoff? And then he looks around, some openings in the NFL. Chicago's interesting, but Vegas is fascinating. Because when they needed to hire a splashy name to move to Vegas, what'd they do? They went and got John Gruden. Big name, Chucky, everybody likes him. They can't roll out here and get some like young offensive coordinator. You can't go and do one of those moves. Jim Harbaugh on the market. Colin, how would you like Jim Harbaugh? You talked to him recently. What does he think about Las Vegas? I think this lines up perfectly for Jim Harbaugh.
Yes, I think I was told 3 days ago if this job was offered, Jim would take it. Otherwise, he's staying at Michigan. That's what I was told. I told Joy. I didn't have it double sourced. It was somebody I trust who said he would take Derek Carr. He would take that offense. It's good. I mean, say what you want about the Alex Leatherwood draft pick and Mayock or whatever you want. But there's offensively, there's some play. And Max Crosby is a... Everybody in this league wants a quarterback, a left tackle, weapons, and a pass rusher.
Edge rusher, yep.
They've got all four.
How about Hunter Third and Renfro? Greatest nickname in the NFL. He's a solid receiver. You just need a guy to stretch the field. They got they can, you know, take a receiver in the top 20. I think they can be good. The only problem is if you're Harbaugh, you look around, you're like, I got to beat Pat Mahomes twice a year. I got to face Justin Herbert twice. If you go to the Bears and Aaron Rodgers happens to leave, it's still early. What are you afraid of the Detroit Lions or the Minnesota Vikings? Like, the Bears do have a path. They just don't have a lot of talent.
Well, Bill Polian, I've been told by a reputable source, is leading the Bears search because he's a friend with the senior McCaskey. Bill Polian had Matt Eberflus with the Colts. So I don't know if Polian would want to deal with that. You know, Harbaugh comes with a lot of gravitas, a lot of expense. Jim tends to want more control. My gut feeling, my DNA tells me that Polian and Harbaugh, that wouldn't be who he would take. Who did Polian like? Tony Dungy, who knew his side of the ball, was easy to work with, very collaborative.
Not going to meddle in the personnel, right?
I just think Bill worked with Marv Levy, collaborative. That's Bill's history. Collaborative head coaches working with other people. That's what, and it's worked for Bill, so that's what he should like.
And to look at college football, the landscape, this is a great time for Harbaugh to leave, right? Lincoln Riley ditches Oklahoma. Brian Kelly's move. And you just see some of these coaching moves in college football, and you're like, man, Do you think Harbaugh can beat Ohio State again and get back to the playoff? Because if he doesn't, then it's going to be like, Jim Harbaugh couldn't get it done again. I think it's a great time for him to leave. You know, sometimes you leave at the top. You walk out like Peyton Manning. I'm done. See you guys. Adios. I'm going to go into the sunset. John Elway walks away. I think Harbaugh walking away from Michigan now, it's a win, right? He beat Ohio State. He wasn't going to win a national championship.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Jason McIntyre. Well, we mostly agree. I do like Tampa, but I will tell you, I said this before, the only game I'm betting is Kansas City in a little bit. I think this – I've never liked all four favorites in my life.
You like all four ooh.
And I know they're not going to all win.
Well, the favorites went 5-1 against the spread last week.
I know. And the best quarterback won every division. And the best quarterback except Garoppolo won every game.
Mm.
The last year and a half, it's like who's got the best quarterback? They're winning their division, and they're winning their game.
So, I was out last night, and Baker
seconds.
Mayfield walked by.
I
texted you. I did not talk to Baker Mayfield, but I talked to some people who know. It was a good night. It was a good night.
Good for Baker. He's got the whole surgery
Your
thing.
Buddy.
Speak for yourself next.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.